Hello, friends. I'm working as a delivery driver, so much for the don't get a real job. But now I've got a real job. I'm grateful that the shift last night was tolerable, and it's kind of suffering you can go to approach working as. It's not especially comfortable thoroughfare, but it is what it is, and at least if we can predict our own suffering, we're more prepared. A prayer. I've actually been quite unwell, to be fair. I'm not having medication for a few days. I should arrive tomorrow. My mum on the phone to I earlier said it was such a crime that they'd not sorted me my medication out. And I had read an article on the internet. It said, and you can tell how I'm speaking, I feel very fatigued. But on a positive note, I have been listening to scripture all right, so I'm not going to kind of think of myself as being in perfect health, because I don't think that's what the modus operandi is. I'm working as a delivery driver for Indian food, and I'm finding it all right, to be fair. We use an application on our phones and you can just chill in the car so you know when your delivery is. The crew is cool as well. I've got to watch me back a bit. I'm going on a bit gung-ho and I'm a bit of a mess. Moreover, I've decided, as John Robinson telephoned earlier, to meet and greet him for a coffee. So that will entail a trip to Derby. I should get cut loose by around last delivery, about 11:30. I've enjoyed doing my writing. I have been afflicting. We want mercy, not sacrifice. Moreover, I feel I've got to fight for my sanity. I've lost my passport as well. I can't go to Poland without it. I've got a feeling, the main thought is that landlord picked it up because I'd put it in the orange bag that I gave him, emptied it when I needed it. Now, I believe that he may. Essentially, I've got to believe that it's going to get sorted, because if I can't get hold of it by Monday, though there is a precious, precious thought, an inclination that it is of, it's in my household somewhere. I do have a slight thought that I just popped it somewhere that I can reach again. And then on top of that, there's the second thought that I do actually recall removing it from my bag. So I don't know if that's going to help you, Will. This is investigations, and I really, oh God, my belly's ruined. And with all of this, I know that, I've expressed my frustration to the Lord about losing my passport. Losing, we don't use that word, misplacing. I know God's got that and Poland everything in. Whatever happens, happens. Most assuredly, stay strong, upright. We'll be all right, we'll be alive. God bless us all.